Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Jameo Scott, date of birth 3/4/1976, date of procedure March 6, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Referring physician is Dr. Rafael Pinedo. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, colon surveillance colonoscopy. Description of procedure, informed consent obtained, period possible complication, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as possible medicine, lesion, suspicion, malignancy. Well explained to patient period, the patient was brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in the fetal position, sedated, destroyed anesthesia service, and monitoring anesthesia care period, the digital rectal exam is around period. While lubricated on the colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which was then invaded by the presence of the appendicitis. The cecal valve and complements the false period, careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, the cynical and hepatic flexure, transverse colon, flexure, disease. Angle and from the rectum period. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bell prep score was graded as a one dash two dash two. Total of 5. Camera overall. Poor prep period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications findings. There was an approximate 8 mm ascending colon sessile polypectomy with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximate 10 mm sigmoid colon sessile polypectomy with cold snare polypectomy at the area of the prior tattoo site. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polypectomy with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was diverticulosis coli. Next line. Overall, the prep was graded as a 5, possible prep score of 5, 1-2-2, with a mixture of solid and liquid stool debris in the right side of the colon that was lavaged to try to reveal the underlying mucosa. However, there was evidence of sticky adherent stool at the side. At the site, there was no evidence of any larger masses, but smaller, flatter polyps could certainly have been unable to be detected, period. Plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, pending path. Given the poor prep, would recommend 2-day prep on repeat. Next line, follow up in the office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend increasing fiber and water in the diet, as well as good supplemental fiber intake. Thank you.